Well, people leaving their homes before the hurricane hits have to prioritize what to take with them. Essential items, medications, clothing, and for some families, diapers. Toddlers use 6 to 8 diapers a day, and infants can go through a dozen. In Texas, where many are in shelters after Harvey, diapers have been crucial. Courtney Collins of KERA in Dallas reports.
Hermonique Lowe left Galveston County the Thursday before Hurricane Harvey hit, not knowing what would be left after the storm passed. And she did it with a 3-month-old. She says living in a Dallas hurricane shelter with an infant is no picnic.
So it's kind of stressful because the baby's crying. You know, the baby's stressed out too because, you know, we're in a new environment. So.
And unlike traveling with an adult or an older child, trekking north with baby Jameer is a lot more work, Lowe says. Housing a baby takes a lot of supplies.
Diapers, wipes, Similac, clothes, bibs. I mean, we have to travel with all that.
Something that's hard to do when fleeing a hurricane. And Lowe isn't the only one with diapers at the top of her list. Mother of 5, Daphne Griffin from Port Arthur, says being able to change your baby into a clean diaper is a need, not a want.
They can catch rashes, they can get infections. You gotta have it. Like, you have to have diapers. And like right now, we have a virus going around the center, so diapers are going extremely fast.
Griffin's 9-month-old, named, believe it or not, Stormy, caught that virus.
But she's going through almost 22 diapers a day.
And that's what makes keeping diapers stocked after a disaster so challenging. You can't ask babies to ration them, and it's impossible for evacuees to bring all they'll need while they're displaced.
Diapers are specifically a problem because, first off, families go through, you know, babies use a lot of diapers, so the space and the need for those is constant.
Joanne Goldblum is CEO of the National Diaper Bank, an organization that connects corporate sponsors and community groups to provide diapers for people in need. Right now, that means sending truckloads of diapers for babies and adults who need them to disaster areas. Goldblum says babies are obviously happier and healthier when they have enough clean diapers to get through the day. What people may not understand, she says, is that goes for moms, too.
We know through research that we did with our colleagues at Yale that maternal stress and depression are highly correlated with diaper need.
And the need isn't just where the storm has been. Shelters set up in unaffected areas like North Texas are desperate for stock, too.
Many people evacuated and are in the surrounding communities, and they have great need because they left with the clothes on their back.
That's what Daphne Griffin did, more or less. First, she gathered up her mom, dad, husband, and 5 kids. As far as supplies, she grabbed what she could, but had no idea how long she'd be gone.
We brought bottles up, diapers, clothes. Didn't think that we were going to need a lot than what we brought, and the little that we did bring, we run out of really quick.
National Diaper Bank CEO Joanne Goldblum says most evacuee families are in the same boat.
What we say here is small things impact big things, and something as small as a diaper can make a difference.
And she hopes it will, because people who have lost homes and cars and are struggling to put their lives back together shouldn't have to wonder where their next package of diapers is coming from. For Here and Now, I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.